It was round about this time last year I stumbled from the wreckage of Anderson Country and emerged blinking in the daylight outside Broadcasting House. Middle England had squashed me like a gnat. With stooped shoulders, glazed eyes and a slack jaw, I wavered on the pavement, rifling the pockets of my clothes for the butt of a cigarette. I found it, lit it, took a long, greasy drag, and allowing my body to crumple against a BBC wall, I wondered what had gone wrong. It hadn't always been like this. A year earlier, there had been much talk about making Radio 4 more accessible to a wider range of listeners. I agreed. A random trawl through the station from the affected cosiness of loose ends to the competitive smug twitterings of the moral maze left me in no doubt that something real would be welcomed. Something human, perhaps. Secure in this false knowledge, Anderson Country was conceived as a program that would adopt an honest, down-to-earth approach. How could it fail? Well, easily. After a few short weeks in the air, distant rumblings were heard from the shires. Umbrellas were furled, ready to do battle. Middle England didn't like what it heard and was consequently roused. But what was it that beat the hardcore Radio 4 audience out of the bushes? Well, they didn't like me for a start. They said I was flippant, trivial, and not serious enough. I plead guilty in all three counts, I must confess. It's called being Irish. I can't help it.